And now, music from a man who's a virtuoso of the suitcase. Leandro Rose Garcia, better known as Shaky Graves, became famous with his 2011 debut as a one-man band when he thumped a kick drum made out of an old Samsonite. Oh, yeah. Well, so it goes. Yeah, he's an actor, too, who's had a recurring role on Friday Night Lights. And today, Shaky Graves is unpacking his sound a bit, adding a drummer, richer production, and a few duets with Esme Patterson on the new album, And the War Came. And Shaky Graves joins us now from the studios of KUT in Austin. Thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine.
You say you're looking for a shiny new sound in this album.
Yeah, I'm always looking for shiny new stuff. The first album I put out, I was trying my best to have that be as shiny as possible, but I had one microphone and no people, and no one was really there to catch it, and people kind of discovered it along the way. You know, it wasn't a big to do. It just, you know, kind of appeared one day. And this is the first album I've done that there's actually, you know, an audience for. And there's a lot of intimidation factor going into that where, you know, part of me really wanted to stay in my comfort zone and kind of try and repeat something that has worked for me before. And then the other part of me is just unreasonably curious and, you know, is wanting to move forward into whatever's next.
Your duets with Esme Patterson create kind of a stir. Let's listen to another track featuring the two of you. This one is Big Time Nashville Star. Pair me up like a fire that's always burning. But oh, how time flies right by the wayside. You might wander.
The cool part sonically about that song is that we actually recorded that in my backyard. So, I mean, it doesn't sound like it's outside. So that's shiny in a way, right? I shined that up enough.
Yes, indeed. everybody in Austin has a backyard recording studio. But you mean your actual backyard that's not a recording studio.
Yeah, I mean standing in my backyard, you know, facing each other next to a kind of gross fire pit, that kind of thing, kind of backyard.
How did you two meet, you and Esme Patterson?
We went on tour together, I think, for the first time in 2012, and we were both opening for a band called He's My Brother, She's My Sister, and I was kicking off the show, and then a band she was in at the time called Paper Bird was doing direct support, and we went and toured Florida, which is its own market and kind of its own planet, and nothing will, you know, make friends quicker than being trapped in Florida with them, I think.
There go our stations in Florida. Thanks a lot.
It's great.
Now you know, I know why you call yourself Shaky.
Yeah, exactly. Just shaking it off all the time.
I want to listen to this waltz on the album. The Pansy Waltz.
The Pansy Waltz. Well, I twisted all the bones out of my yard. I fixed the screen door, raised the barn, but still you call me from the moon every single afternoon. Tell me all about the astronauts you come to love and how the earth looks from above and how I should have been a better friend to you. But I've never seen my flash. This is a great song, and it reminds us we don't hear a lot of music in three-quarter time these days. Yeah, that's one of my, I wouldn't say strong points. That's one of my three, you know, ways I understand music. I love three-quarter time. And usually most songs that I write have a waltz version. So I've written a lot of waltzes that have later turned into, you know, other things. But I love the waltz.
What do you love about the waltz?
I don't know. There's a classic part, you know, an inherent classicness with a waltz. And even if it's a new sounding song, If the production quality or instruments that are involved are modern, there's still something antiquated about the song.
Oh, my smile remains the thinking pains, the average passerby. Well, they'll sink like stones into their homes, away from teeth like mine.
Now, I gather you have been in recent years, or you used to live, you wandered a bit, let's put it that way, to New York City and in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
but now you're back in Austin.
I am. Yeah, it's home. You know, I can't really stay away from this place. You know, there's something about Austin that it's my entirety, you know, born and raised. And it's enjoyable that when you leave a place and you actually finally discover kind of the last chapter of how important it was to you because you're not there anymore. So coming back to Austin as a older young man was, you know, a big deal for me. And it was kind of also letting go of a lot of the worry that you're just going home to you know, returning to the hometown defeated by Los Angeles or New York or something. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't feel like that. I really felt like I was reclaiming, you know, some part of my future, I guess.
I've been told there's a Shaky Graves Day in Austin.
Yeah, there is, or there was. So the city of Austin does a proclamation. So in 2012, I got a day, which was on February 9th. Mm-hmm. And so now I use it as a good opportunity to throw a big old party, and I put out a bunch of weird music on the internet for free for 3 days. And, you know, I try and give back, I guess.
If people listening at home wanted to observe Shaky Graves Day, what would we do?
Well, that's a good question. You know, you should probably go roller skating or buy a pet or...
I love that you're being so specific.
You know, do something that you've been meaning to do for a long time. That's what you should do on Shaky Graves Day.
Shaky Graves, his new album, and The War King. He joined us from where else, KUT in Austin. Thanks so much, and I will look forward to the next Shaky Graves Day.
Yeah, are you going to buy a pet?
Well, we have one. But yes, we're going to get a zebra for the balcony. How's that?
Good. Good. And take it roller skating. That's a crucial.